Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass and Hayden's here.
Hello, it's me.
Oh my god, who's this? Is it Joel?
Oh.
Oh,
fuck me,
oh
it's
my
me.
God,
what
it's
the
Joel.
Fuck? What the fuck?
And today we're talking potions.
Straight off the bat, everyone's favorite potion. Mine is boring. It's cocktails. Cocktails are potions.
Oh, fuck. That's a good one. Can mine be a Negroni, which is a specific cocktail?
Yeah, Negroni. Yeah. Mine's all cocktails.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, wait, what's it called? The fucking...
Is yours Potions Class from Harry Potter your favorite book?
No.
Severus Snape's your favorite guy?
Yep, written by your favorite guy.
Yours is Chug Jug, because you love Fortnite. Is that what it's called? The whole time I was trying to think what it's called.
I don't know, dude.
Health potion, where you get your shields up?
I have no idea.
Chug Jug. Chug Jug.
You sound
Chug Jug.
Crazy.
It's Fortnite, because you love Fortnite.
That's insane.
Are you okay, brother?
No.
Not really.
What about love potions?
It's crazy you were telling me how it's actually really romantic that Snape waited for Lily or whatever.
Yeah.
I forgot her name, but you were telling
me. It's Lily. You got it right. Because you're a dork and you love Harry Potter.
You thought it was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And you hope to make a woman that happy one
and you,
day.
Yeah, when you said always to me before, I saw like a tear in your eye. Mm. Anyway, so Severus Snape's potions class in Harry Potter is Hayden's favorite.
Yeah.
Mine's cocktails. Cass, you are a brewer of potions. What's your go-to? What's your favorite?
Okay. It depends what kind of potions are of the time. At the moment, my favorite potion is dandelion chai tea. So it's maybe...
Does that count as a potion? I guess if cocktails count.
Well, then
counts.
I put...
you picked
lion's
a potion
mane.
Class.
I didn't pick anything.
You did. Also, okay, definition of a potion. I've been to multiple dictionaries.
Sure.
Can we get dictionary again then, please?
Yeah, dictionary. Is that what you said?
What? Dictionary.
Yep, better.
Yeah,
thank
okay,
you.
Better, yeah, better.
The Queen's English.
Yep,
thank you.
Thank you.
Rest in peace.
In the dictionary. Yeah.
Oh, well, but I'm the P stands for piss in
yeah,
my
books. Nice.
I'm really glad you left us the dictionary.
Mm.
It's a liquid with healing, magical, or poisonous properties. And then another dictionary said medicine, poison, or something that's supposed to have magical powers.
Alcohol's poison.
Yep.
It's also medicine.
Whoa!
Yep. It's pretty magical.
Yeah, because it
makes you feel magical.
Makes me feel good.
Well, basically all liqueurs and liquors that are more than like 150 years old were all medicine. They're
yeah.
like,
yeah.
hey, drink this gin. It'll cure your case of scabies, you know?
Okay.
Mm.
Everyone was Scooby-Doo back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two shots of tequila. Fuck. Sorry, I've been drinking. Two shots of tequila, that'll sort your fucking syphilis right out.
And it makes sense because they drink it, they go, hey, shit, I feel a bit better. I feel all right.
Hey, thanks, doc.
Yeah. You said, what are the other potions that you're tinkering with?
So dandelion tea, which is...
No, dandelion chai with lion's mane mushroom powder.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's potion-y.
Yep.
Yeah, that is
There's
potion-y.
Mushrooms, there's
mushroom
flowers.
Mushroom powders, people going nuts.
Yeah.
Very Joe Rogan thing. You like Joe Rogan? He loves mushrooms, I think.
You're just trying to get back to us with the J.K. Rowling stuff. You don't mean it.
He loves DMT.
I think he likes a lot of things.
Mm.
Yeah, he loves to love stuff,
I
think.
He's a passionate man.
He just loves to get excited.
And that's
that
why we all love him.
A sweet little guy. I have been doing... Oh, okay. My favorite potion that I made...
Mm-hmm.
I probably have spoken about this before. I've been working on an evening potion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have not heard about your evening potion.
So I love a hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I need to sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
And... Having sugar before bed, not always the best for
every
person.
Also, there's a bit of caffeine in chocolate as well. Not much, but there is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
might be it. I mean, I might need to go back to the...
Oh, and you're super sensitive to caffeine. That's probably what it is.
Okay. Well, yeah. So here's the potion that I have been making.
And has it been working? Well, placebo is one hell of a drug. Mm, so if you think it's working, it's probably working.
Yeah. That's...
And now we've probably just wrecked that for you.
I will say...
That's the cool thing about placebo is that a lot of the times, even when you point out to the person it's a placebo, it still works.
That's the main ingredient in all of my potions.
Yeah.
Is that I took the effort to make it.
Yeah.
Which means it'll work.
It'll work, but no,
the one I was working on was I was making essentially a goo out of cocoa powder... monk fruit sweetener.
People gotta start eating more goo.
You're in
your goo,
goo
era. Is that what you were gonna say?
I'm having a big goo phase at the moment.
Goo's so
bad. I'm in the goo.
Goo for 2024, goo is in. Okay? I don't want to date this episode.
Stuff is goo.
Yeah.
So much stuff is goo.
Oh, no, you've dated it as 2024.
Yeah.
No, when we're fucking recording it.
The year of goo.
Because here's the thing, in a couple of years, in 2026, goo will be out, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, this is the year of goo.
Yeah.
I remember it well.
Well, then it's good you dated it. That's the opposite of what you were saying.
All right, sure.
You got to back yourself more, man. Your lack of confidence really upsets me.
I'll work on it just for you.
It's sad to be in a room with.
All right, Cass, you goo.
You goo. Goo's in 2024. Sorry to date the episode.
Cocoa powder that I'm now rethinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Monk fruit sweetener to give it a bit of sweetie.
You say monk fruit?
Monk fruit sweetener.
I don't think I've heard of monk fruit. Do you know what monk fruit is, Joel?
Is it a fruit?
No, it's one of those ones that you can get in the diet aisle and it's like, oh, it's like, it's sweetener, but it's not sugar.
What's the actual fruit look like?
I don't know. I think it's a small red berry. These things often are, but I actually haven't checked.
It is a small green berry, I think.
Okay.
I don't know how big it is. I'm just looking at images with no scale, but.
And the phone's big.
Yeah. The phone is, yeah.
Enormous phone. But then So that they're both powders, mm-hmm. and so I mix them into a goo consistency by brewing really, really, really strong chamomile tea. Now, chamomile tea isn't technically tea because it's not made with a tea plant.
Uh-huh.
So it's a chamomile herbal infusion, technically.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to do is find a water-soluble magnesium that's the correct kind of magnesium that's not for muscles but for sleep.
Right.
To my understanding, they're not really sure why magnesium helps you sleep, but it keeps helping. So they,
okay.
Yeah. But all the magnesium that is soluble in water that I'm finding is all for people for muscle recovery. So it's all like berry blast.
Yeah.
Blue. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working on at the moment. But maybe I'll swap out cocoa for carob or something.
Yeah, this is sick. Yeah. Also, I've just looked into monk fruit. It hasn't officially been passed as safe for consumption in the US and Europe. But that's probably, yeah, so as of 2023, the European Commission has not listed it among
edible fruit.
Approved foods.
That's very funny.
That's really good stuff.
It's probably the potion fine. Vibe.
Well, some of the other sweeteners I've tried either taste horrendous or you shit pant if you have too much.
I also think...
Is that maybe why it's getting held up in the FDA approval? This fruit does make you shit yourself.
Well, this one's not making me shit myself.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's why sometimes if you have too much gum, you poo.
Yeah.
I think it also does contain sugar. It's just that the sugar tastes sweeter than it is.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So but it's a good kind of sugar, right? It's fruit glucose.
Sucrose.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
But it does mean that your sleepy time potion does contain caffeine and sugar.
Yeah.
Well, those were the two things I was trying to avoid. Mm. Back to the cauldron with me.
We'll just chamomile tea by itself. Right?
Bang magnesium.
Yeah.
Well, at the moment, I've been using the coffee machine at work to. I can't figure out how to make it not make a cappuccino, so I get two cups. What?
You can't figure out how to make it make not a cappuccino.
Yeah, I want milk, and there's no option for just milk.
Okay.
So I press the cappuccino button. I get my first cup under there.
Yeah, and
I
that's catch the shot. The shot of coffee. Yep.
Then the moment it transitions to milk,
I swapped a second cup that already has a little bit of chamomile, like a tea bag with a bit of hot water in it, and then I make a chamomile latte.
That's clever.
And then I dump the other little bit shot of coffee, and I feel horrible about it, but I don't know where else to put it.
Where do you dump it?
Sink.
Yeah.
Where else am I meant to put it?
Put it in the garden.
At work?
Yeah, it's coffee beans.
Yeah. In the office?
Yeah.
Don't pour it into a pot plant. Yeah. If you're outside.
I'm not outside. I'm inside.
No, but like if you can get outside.
I can't.
Pour it out the window?
Pour it out the window. Drink it?
Yeah, drink it.
Located in the center.
Give it to someone who Might want to drink it.
Maybe I will. I'll find a colleague who is really needing a second shot
of coffee. Mm.
I found out how to make it a weak coffee, so I'm not wasting so much.
Okay, that's all right good. Then.
But yeah, that's my other current potion.
When you're pouring it down the sink, do you think about all the people and the distance that those coffee beans traveled? That's what I would do. Like, oh, this is probably farmed in, you know, some country, the Vietnam or Ethiopia, packaged and then transported across the ocean to here, and then packaged again and repackaged and then sent. And a man came in a big truck and delivered it. And I had dumped it down the sink.
But they got paid for it every step of the way.
That's true. It actually doesn't matter if you eat it or not.
It's when on you're my at the work consumer time, level. So I'm actually getting paid to dump it.
Yeah. Well, it's not food waste if it's like, if you're at the consumer level and you bought it, it doesn't matter if you eat it or not, because either way, it's going to either rot or turn to shit. It's only food waste in like, you know, when Woolworths, you know, dumps a bunch of food people could have eaten.
Well, speaking of that, did you hear about that? Supermarket that got abandoned and how fucked up everything got. I wish I could remember the name of it.
What?
So in America, or maybe it was Mexico, there was like a big supermarket, like a proper
like a
supermarket. Yeah.
Like fresh fruit, meats and stuff like that. And one day they just didn't open. And it turns out that the owners had fled for some reason.
Right.
So it just like got, it was like full on abandoned, but people didn't realize.
What about the workers?
Well, I guess that's the thing. Like, everyone either got fired or let go.
Yeah.
So no cleanup crew came in. They just locked the doors and shut all the windows. And then months went by and someone was like, oh, we got to investigate. And it was fucked in there to the point where, like, they filmed going in there and never released the footage because of how unpleasant it was. But I've seen some stills. But yeah, it was like rats everywhere, bugs and stuff, like the rats were fucking huge. Everything was rotting and had like burst out of packaging because of the
gases and stuff.
Jeez,
that's awesome.
I really need to see that.
You gotta send me them stills.
Yeah, it's
why wouldn't they release the footage? People like uncomfortable, gross things. I want to watch that.
It was featured in like a documentary series, or like not necessarily a documentary series, but like one of those things where it's like, what happened? What would happen if people just vanished?
Oh yeah,
and like
the rats would take over.
Yeah, and like,
and then I guess they'd all die.
Yeah. But yeah, really fucked up stuff.
Mm, cool. That's awesome.
That's really good stuff.
Yeah, sorry, the food waste just reminded me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I...
Look, I'm fine with food waste if it means that the rats get fed. You know what I mean?
Maybe I'll bring a little bottle to work and I'll just start collecting coffee.
And just coffee, I guess it would probably last a decent amount of time.
Well, I'm not drinking it, so...
What you should do is collect all your coffee for the...
Do you want my coffee?
Collect all your coffee for the week, and then at the end of the week, just drink all of it and have all of... Then stay up all weekend.
Yeah. Try and do it before you go to sleep. I took a I was traveling and I was in a hostel with this American guy, and we're about to go to sleep. And he's like, "Hey, I'm about to bang a shitload of melatonin. Do you want some?" No, melatonin. That's
melatonin.
Right? Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, fuck it, all right." And then I ate it, and I was like, "I just took a random pill from a random guy I met in a hostel. That probably wasn't wise of me, but it was strawberry flavored, so I'm like, whatever, it's safe."
Oh yeah,
they don't make drugs in strawberry flavor.
They can't do that.
But I wouldn't have expected melatonin to be strawberry flavored either.
Yeah,
maybe it was like berry flavor. Like it had a taste. Anyway, and I had the freakiest sleep ever of my life because
you took a pill from a stranger in a hostel.
Yeah, like I wasn't hallucinating as such, but like I was awake while also dreaming.
Yeah,
and so
melatonin does that.
Yeah. Oh well,
you gotta make sure you melatonin's the fucking best to like sort out your sleep pattern.
Yeah,
but you gotta like almost like line it up with like a reasonable sleep time.
Yeah,
and because it's like a good way to reset your body clock, basically.
Right. Yeah.
So you're meant to take it at like say like 9 o'clock and then try and be asleep by like 10:30.
So he told me it was like 11 p.m. and he's like, it'll hit in about 20 minutes. I was like, okay. Good night.
Well, yeah, you know, you start getting sleepy, but you kind of need to like, you don't fight it off because then you end up in a whole other fuck.
Yeah.
So you just got to kind of like let it.
That's what he told me as well. He's like, you just got to let it happen. Otherwise you'll go weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
And then you went weird.
Well, no, I put on a YouTube video of Justin Hawkins Rides Again.
Oh yeah.
Great to fall asleep to.
Justin Hawkins
Shouts out Justin Hawkins. Again. You'll get the swass bump.
Go see The Darkness if they're touring near you.
They're around, I think.
Yeah, they're touring Australia this year.
I believe in a thing called love. That's Justin Hawkins.
Yeah.
Lead singer of The Darkness.
Yeah. And his YouTube
and
channel.
And great YouTube content creator.
His YouTube channel is him hearing a song that he claims he's never heard before, watching the video, and then just being like, this is great.
Yeah, he's like, and it's funny because I don't think it's him. It must be a producer, like, does the thumbnails and the episode titles, and they're always like, this man needs to stop what he's doing right now. And it's like Post Malone doing a Nirvana cover. And then it's in the video, he's like, Post Malone needs to stop doing R&B and start doing more Nirvana covers. Yeah. I love this. And he's just like the most positive man. And you can tell when he doesn't like stuff, and he's like, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's so nice. It's great.
But do also, you want to see The Darkness?
What's her?
Do you want to see The Darkness?
Sure. Darkness? They're playing their Darkness? First album in full.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, my God.
Permission to Land.
Yeah.
Granted. They have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, touring in April 2024, yeah. I believe.
Mm. Anyway.
In so a thing called Love.
The video ended, and I wake up, and I'm like, I hear like all these people outside my bed, because I had like a little curtain, which is like maybe was true, but I was like, they want something from me, they're talking to me, they're trying to get me to do something. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And then there was like a man at the end of my bed I was in Vietnam, so he was like selling banh mi's, but he was like this old white guy. I'm like, I don't want your fucking banh mi's, I'm probably gonna taste like shit. And then I eventually woke up, and then I went to the bathroom and like splashed water on my face, being like, this sucks, I just want to sleep. And it felt like it went forever. And then I looked at my phone, and it was like only a couple hours since I took it. And then it felt like not very long. And then I took my phone, it was the morning, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? It was terrible. Anyway, no more melatonin for me.
It's awesome to know that those things that you probably dreamt, a vague variation of that probably happened to you.
Yeah. Like
people were probably trying to talk to you about something. But
no, they weren't trying to talk to me. But there was people, because it's a hostel, right? People were always coming in and out and talking.
Yeah, you just went ahead.
It was because we were going on a tour the next day, and I was like, oh, it's the people from the tour. They want me to do something. Like, I have to prepare for the tour. Anyway. Stupid.
That is funny.
Yeah.
I've never had melatonin, but I
can't recommend it.
Really? See, that makes me want to try it.
Yeah, that makes me want to try it heaps. Strawberry flavor and then...
Crazy.
The thing is, it wasn't like... It was just annoying. Like, it wasn't scary and it wasn't fun. It was just fucking annoying. Yeah. Like, people were just there talking to me. I'm like, I'm trying to sleep, people. Leave me alone. My hallucinations.
I've had fucked up sleeps like that before.
Yeah, it felt like a fever dream kind of. Yeah.
Fever dream, or like if you're like overtired but feeling like shit and can't sleep.
Oh, yeah. Like a grumpy little baby.
When you get crossing and turning all night kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that grumpy little baby
times. That's her grumpy little baby noise.
It's good. No, that's everyone's grumpy. That's not my grumpy little baby noise.
Well, I thought a lot like
do it
that.
Again?
Yeah, that's like a grumpy little baby noise. Yeah, there we go, grumpy little baby.
Yeah, that was. I didn't think I made the noise, but that was how I was feeling.
Yeah,
the whole night.
That's good stuff. Oh,
leave me alone. My tour's not till the morning. Stop talking to
let
me.
Let me rest.
Yeah,
I've had my strawberry.
Excuse me, sir. Please. Anyway, let
is a pill
me
a potion?
Rest.
A pill is not a potion.
No,
it has to be a liquid. Otherwise, Nicki Minaj wouldn't have written that song.
Pills and potions.
Yeah.
It would have just been potions and potions.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you want to know some potion history?
Tell me all about it.
And if this is all about Harry Potter, I'm going to be so upset, but that would be so on brand for you.
So, did you know that J.K. Rowling actually told the guy that played Snape the whole backstory of Snape from the start, so that way he could act good?
Huh? I did not know that.
That was a half fact that I read the other day. Because I love Harry Potter!
Did the movies come out before the books were finished?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, yeah, she told the whole back. Oh, no, but I'm not actually going to do it. I'm not. No. Oh.
Yeah, most of the movies were, I cannot remember when the last book came out, but I remember I was in like, because my interest in Harry Potter had waned by the time the last book came out.
Yeah.
Very cool of you.
Yeah. And then by the time the last movies came out, I was working at the cinema and I was like,
I hate these people.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I personally wouldn't have made Voldemort look that fucked up and fucking stupid if I wanted it to be scary.
I reckon he looks a good amount of fucked up. For it's a kid's movie.
It is a kid's movie. Yeah.
The last two are rated M, not for children.
That's true.
15. Yeah, but the children grew up.
That's true.
It started off for children.
Yeah, but they're not children when they made Voldemort fucked up then.
Yeah, they are.
No, what? What?
Movie one, Voldemort's a guy in the back of a guy.
If.
That was scary when I was four or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That was scary when he was four or whatever.
I'm explicitly talking about Voldemort's design when he's a full guy in the last two movies and actually talks and shit. I'm not talking about, like, Voldemort in
general. Is he not a full guy for the whole thing?
No, he's a baby and a weird ghost or something.
He's a fucking, Hayden will be able to correct me on this, but yeah, he's a guy in the back of a guy's head. He's a book.
He's a book?
Yeah, Tom Riddle's diary.
Is that him, though?
Tom Riddle is Voldemort. I am.
Oh, yeah, but like, but it's not. Okay.
And then he's in, I can't remember.
I forgot he was a book. That's funny.
He's on the back of a guy's head. He's a book. He's a fucking, I don't know what the fuck he's doing in the third one. Fourth one, he's in a cauldron. Just a face.
Yeah,
he's
in like
a
little fetus.
Cauldron.
Oh, yeah. He's,
yeah.
And he gets boiled.
And then.
Is there one where he drinks unicorn blood? Is he drinking unicorn blood?
Yeah, that might be the second one when he's trying to stop being a book and start being a real guy.
A man, yeah.
Yeah.
Help, I'm a book. Help me, rat boy. What's his name? The guy that's a rat?
Peter Pettigrew.
Peter, yeah.
And
you guys fucking love Harry Potter,
Ron,
by the way.
And Ron's sister, read my book so I can become a real man.
Mrs. Ron! That's what Voldemort says.
Actually, Hermione would be Mrs. Ron?
That's true.
Really makes you think. J.K. Rowling said they got a divorce, which is pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah. Why does she fucking say any of the shit she says?
I can't. Every time there's someone famous who says anything about their life, I go, why are you telling us this? One, I don't care. Two, people will care that aren't me, and they'll be weird about it. You could just not say anything, and it would be better.
Instead of revealing plot twists and secrets and what happens in the future in Harry Potter, I would simply fucking write another book if I was J.K. Rowling, and then I could have potentially stayed normal.
She wrote a few books, I think.
Yeah, she didn't.
It is so funny. I know this is like old news, but it's so funny that she made it canon that wizards piss and shit on the floor. That's the best thing she's ever done by a mile. That's so funny.
Not on the floor. They just vanish it away.
Oh, that's right. They piss their pants and shit their pants.
Yeah, they're just shitting and pissing in their robes and vanishing it away.
That's so fucking, that's awesome.
But where
she also fucked herself because they literally just made it vanish. Magic doesn't work like that. You can just do whatever the fuck you want. Okay. It's not like a transfer of matter. It's not the Full Metal Alchemist rules.
Yeah.
Now we're getting fucking into bad territories. Yeah, and she also fucked herself because she gave a date for that, and the Chamber of Secrets gives a date to when the Chamber of Secrets was built. So they built the girls' bathroom over the top of the Chamber of Secrets and not the other way around, if that makes sense.
Oh, right. So the Chamber of Secrets existed, then they built...
Well, toilets didn't exist when the Chamber of Secrets was built.
Of course, yeah.
Which doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Huh.
Your world building stinks and your books are bad and being a Harry Potter adult, really rough stuff, Hayden.
Well, we talked a lot about Harry Potter and I feel like it mostly wasn't my fault. So, would you like to hear the history? Would you like to hear the history of some potions?
Let's hear it.
Now, I realize after you just said that potions can't be liquid that a lot of these are actually not potions. But they have a potion vibe.
Can only be liquids.
What did I say?
Can't be liquids.
Well, these ones are not liquids, but they have a potion vibe. Some old
powders can be potions.
No.
That's what if you okay,
what's
fine.
A powder then?
Powder.
If you mix
what's a magic powder?
If you're mixing two powders together, is that not a potion?
I don't think.
What would you call it? If you were like, fuck, I figured out you're at home and you've ground up like a vitamin C tablet and a magnesium tablet and I don't know. Let's
is it
say
a magical
melatonin,
dust, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, this is my sleepy time thing. It's going to make my bones strong or something. And you mix that together. What would you call that?
I'd mix it with water and call it a potion.
No, that wasn't the question.
No water's involved.
Then I.
And you have
would,
to.
Well, four things. I do things like this where I have a lot of powders.
Mm-hmm.
I have like cayenne, turmeric, pepper, and an olive leaf powder extract.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ingredients for my potion. But the potion is the thing I drink.
What?
So I call that they're my potion ingredients.
So right. Okay, yep.
So there's no world where that stops being just a powder. Well, I guess a powder is not a very easy thing to eat.
Yeah, you just put it on something.
You put it on pills, in pills or on something or in make it liquid. Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess you press powder into a pill, hey.
Yeah.
That makes you think.
Is cocaine a potion?
No, cocaine's a powder.
Mm. Anyway, here are some fun things they used to do before they knew what they were doing in medicine.
Uh-huh.
They used to treat asthma with boiled carrots.
Mm-hmm.
They used to fix heart palpitations with a vinegar-soaked rag.
Mm-hmm.
They would drink a pint of cold water, apply outwardly a rag dipped in vinegar, and then be electrified. I think the electrification's doing a lot of work.
Yeah, that was carrying a lot of the weight there, I reckon.
They used to cure toothaches with being electrified. they would treat malaria with the word abracadabra. I'm not sure where this is actually. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is where abracadabra started. But if you had malaria, a Roman physician in the 3rd century told patients to write abracadabra over and over again on a piece of paper with one letter less each time. Until the letters were kind of like a triangle, just with A at the bottom.
I've seen people do that a lot.
With abracadabra? Or
with abracadabra. I've seen that malaria cure.
Yeah.
Well, people lived, I guess.
They had to tie the paper around their neck for 9 days before tossing it into the eastern running stream. And then if that didn't work, you rub yourself with lion fat.
Yes!
This is my favorite one. You can cure Bible cysts. I'm not really sure what a Bible cyst is.
Ganglions.
I think it's just a big cyst, yeah. You cure that with a dead man's hand.
Yes! Dead man's hand. Now, that's a good potion ingredient.
So if they appear on your hands or your wrists, one option was you could strap a bullet that had killed an animal to the cyst.
Mm-hmm.
That would help. Or touching it with a dead man's hand. But one of the treatments he recommended was hitting it with a heavy book.
I was going to say, the reason they're called Bible cysts is because people hit them with Bibles.
Yeah, and so they still use that today. So that is fun that, you know, he tried a dead man's hand and a book and a bullet. And the book actually works.
Yeah, I went to a doctor because I had a ganglion once. Turns out not to be a ganglion. I had to have surgery on it. But I went in and my doctor was like, yes, a ganglion. Now, people are going to tell you hit it with a book. Don't hit it with a book.
Oh, you're not supposed to?
She kept telling me not to. And then everyone I spoke to was like, oh, yeah, you just hit them with a book and they go away.
Yeah.
And then I tried to do it, couldn't do it. I think that my understanding is the concern was that I was going to break my hand.
Right. Or probably like an infection thing. If it's all gross in there and it bursts and then you get like a septic vibe going.
Yeah. It's a cyst. Anyway, it wasn't a cyst full of disgusting liquid that you don't want spreading in your blood.
Okay, also... But you tried.
No, I didn't. Oh, no.
And Cass, look, on behalf of me and all of the listeners of this podcast,
mm-hmm.
if a doctor tells you one thing and then your friends tell you a different thing, listen to the doctor.
Yeah. I'd agree.
Yeah, well, I did...
Okay, I just wanted the record...
I had surgery!
The record, let the record show that Cass said yes, but she looked at me like... No.
No. Okay. Yes.
Do you guys want to hear just a couple more fun old treatments?
Tell us.
Oh, speaking of old, when you do that, but also just something that I just know off the top of my head. I just wanted to double check to make sure I wasn't insane because it sounds wrong. Do you know when we first started using anesthetic when we operated on babies?
Do we know when?
Yeah. Do you know when, just roughly?
Is it disgustingly late?
Maybe. Could be disgustingly early.
When was it?
The 70s.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, doctors were like, yeah, babies can't feel pain. And they're like, oh, no, yes, they can.
Yeah.
Babies don't remember
They just forget. Jesus Christ, that's awful.
Yeah.
Well, they used to treat asthma with cigarettes.
Yeah!
It was popular in the 19th and 20th centuries.
20th century is pretty late.
Yeah.
I was born in the 20th century.
Yeah, well, you're old, though, so that makes sense.
You were also born in the 20th century.
Yeah, but just.
Cusp. He's on the cusp.
They used to treat hay fever. Oh. Do you have a guess? What would you treat hay fever?
I reckon it would be something fucked, like eating something.
It's cocaine! Which is crazy because the only people I've seen on cocaine are sniffing the whole time. They're just like, which I would, but that's a symptom of hay fever you're trying to get rid of.
I would not know, but putting substances in your nose like that does fuck with your sinuses to the point where it probably does open them.
Yeah, probably.
Do you know amphetamines open your sinuses?
That's true.
Cocaine is in the family of.
And they used to cure hangovers with a pickled sheep's eye.
I would just simply drink one more beer.
Yeah. Hair of the dog.
It's annoying how well that works. It's terrible for your body, but you feel so much better.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If you're ever hungover, just have one more drink.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a beer. You can have a vodka soda.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Wouldn't recommend a shot because...
Well, because you might probably throw up.
You'll probably
Well, if you're really in the pits, yeah, you'll throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well, I think it's sort of just the old-timey medicine thing. It's where, well, you feel like shit, and now you've had one beer, so you're a little bit tipsy, so now you feel good. I don't know if it's an actual, like, scientific, or the alcohol acts with the other alcohol or something. You just get a bit drunk. It's because you're drunk, and you feel better when you're drunk.
Your body misses alcohol.
Yeah.
Now it's happy.
What, do you have a hangover cure, Joel? Do you have something you do all the time?
I usually... my body wakes me up way too early.
Yeah.
I feel horrible.
Yeah.
I usually then take a shit.
Yeah.
Have as much water as I humanly can and then try and go back to sleep before the groggy part of the hangover kicks in where I've got a headache.
Yeah.
And can't sleep. And if I sleep through that, I am golden.
Nice. But, do you have a hangover cure, Cass?
Yeah, it's a potion.
Yeah, great.
Hydrolite Barocca.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's good actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the same glass.
In the same glass.
It turns like a deep orange.
Yeah.
It does. What you need to do is try and buy them both in the berry flavor and then it's fine. Or if one's apple blackcurrant and one's berry, you're fine.
Nice. What I do is, I mean, it's not really a hangover cure, but just hang out before you go to sleep.
That's important.
Oh, yeah.
Drink lots of water.
Chug, chug, chug.
Hang out. Don't go to sleep when you're feeling groggy because that seems to make the hangover worse. But if I'm woken up and I'm fucked, I drink a lot of water, do that Hydrolite Barocca, back to sleep. And then the secret is move. Is go to the movies by yourself, drink a gigantic thing of Pepsi Max, and just sit in the darkness, maybe with some salty popcorn, and just forget that you're a human being, you're just watching a movie. Perfect.
I think that your Barocca Hydrolite concoction contains an incredibly high amount of salt.
Probably.
Yeah.
That checks out.
But you sweat out all your salts when you're hungry. You need those essential salts.
Well, drinking usually traditionally includes raising your sodium levels to already bad levels. Be careful, I would say. Don't drink too many of those.
That's probably good advice. Did you ever look into that when you mixed them, or were you just like, two good things equal a really good thing?
I think I checked the ingredients that they didn't overlap.
Okay.
They definitely both have sodium in them.
Yeah.
Well, I looked at the ingredients and I made sure they didn't overlap because I didn't want to have too much of something.
I actually found a really good cleaning solution. It's one part bleach, one part ammonia.
Perfect.
Yeah. The ingredients don't overlap, so it's fine.
They're completely different ingredients and they make a beautiful clean. No mold can survive my concoction.
Yeah,
my potion.
How do lungs handle it?
I don't know. I never really remember finished cleaning.
Smooth on the inside?
Yeah.
Smoothed out.
Yeah.
Gas.
Well, obviously, don't do that. That's chlorine gas.
And also, just because ingredients don't overlap doesn't mean they mix well together.
No, yes.
I don't know why you were worried about them overlapping.
Because if one thing had potassium and the other thing had potassium, I'd be like, that's too much potassium.
But having two hydrolites or something is sometimes like a thing that they tell, like as in on the picture, there's two hydrolite things in the glass.
Yeah, there's meant to be. That's one serving of hydrolite.
Yeah, okay. But if you're just mixing one and one, then...
I'm not. It's two hydrolites and one Barocca.
Jesus
Christ. Is it two? I only do one and one. Well, it does make you feel good afterwards, though.
No, but you need one serving of hydrolite and one serving of Barocca.
Oh, my God. That seems like too much stuff.
Maybe I'm not good at potions.
Yeah, No. Maybe... Because here's the thing. No one's ever innovated without taking risks.
That's true. You know?
So you're actually inspirational.
You're like a modern-day Marie Curie. And yes, you will die from excessive salt overload, but the humankind will be better off.
And yeah, Hayden
and I
are wet.
Do you know how often
I
have Hydrolite Barocca?
How often?
If I'm a bit sick, Hydrolite Barocca.
Yeah.
I'm like,
hey, look into that.
It's okay as long as you don't have like high blood pressure or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of salts is bad for you.
Okay.
Well, On that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Joel.
Joel, you're on Plumbing the Death Star, you are on Baseless Speculation, and you're on Thumb Cramp.
That is correct.
And some more pods around.
Yeah, probably. Kick yeah. around somewhere.
Yeah, behind the paywall.
I'm in a band called SK11. You can get that on
okay.
the
list. Okay.
We're doing that now. All right, yeah, sure.
All right, promoting the band.
You can find that on Spotify. It's yep. spelled SKXA. It's a That's hardcore band.
Very funny, because Joel, as you were saying that you were reading it off the tattoo that
on
I gave
leg,
you
yeah.
of
yeah.
SK11, SKXA. XI. People think it's pronounced sexy.
Yep. Or ski.
Or I've, ski. I've or skexy.
Was, yeah, skexy.
No, it's SK11.
Yeah, SKXI.
We've been called sexy on the radio, which is funny.
Sexy on the radio.
Yeah, we've been called sexy on the radio.
That's a good band name. Sexy on the radio.
Sexy on the radio.
We also released a demo tape that was called Collective Works 1993 to 1997. Mm. Confused the shit out of the same radio station.
Anyway, that's on Spotify.
On Spotify. Yeah, we've probably got shows coming up. Come down. Yeah. Say hey, hang out, have a beer.
Risky move.
We'll see you there.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.